Okay, so we're diving deep today into Oro Valley, Arizona.
Yeah.
We have a whole bunch of articles here from late March 2025.
Right.
And we're going to use these as a jumping off point to understand what's important in this community right now.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to put it. A quick snapshot of what's going on in Oro Valley.
Yeah.
And we've got a good mix of articles, too.
You do.
You know, we've got stuff on local events, businesses, you know, what's happening in healthcare.
Yeah.
Some community celebrations, even.
Definitely. And the mission here is to, like, find the, the really interesting details that tell us about Oro Valley.
Yes.
Without, you know, overwhelming you with too much information.
Exactly. Just the good stuff, you know?
Just the good stuff. Exactly.
Yeah, the nuggets.
So one of the first things that jumped out at me was this whole National Farm Workers Day thing on March 31st.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like Oro Valley is really aware of its agricultural roots.
Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting, right? Because Oro Valley has this kind of modern suburban vibe.
It does.
But they're really acknowledging their history, the importance of sustainable farming and, you know, National Farm Workers Day. That's a big deal.
It is.
It brings to light the contributions of all those people working so hard to put food on our tables.
And it's not always been an easy history, right?
I mean,
you think about the really difficult conditions, you know, indentured servitude, even slavery.
Absolutely.
In the past. And then more recently, you've got the fight for fair treatment led by people like Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta.
Yeah. Those are big names.
Huge names, right?
Yeah.
The United Farm Workers back in the 60s.
The UFW.
Yeah. The Delano Grape Strike.
Right. Exactly. I mean, that was a turning point.
So how does that history play out in Oro Valley today?
Well, you see it in the way they support their local farms.
Okay.
Like, they have this great farmer's market at Steam Pump Ranch.
I've heard of that.
Have you been?
I haven't, but I've heard it's fantastic.
It's really great.
Yeah.
And then there's this whole community-supported agriculture thing.
CSAs?
CSAs, yeah. You sign up and you get regular deliveries of produce right from the local farms.
That's a pretty cool concept.
It is. And it's not just about getting, like, the freshest tomatoes. Right. It's about making a conscious choice to support these farmers.
Like voting with your dollars.
Exactly. And it's about resisting that trend we see everywhere. You know,
towards bigger and bigger farms.
Huge industrial farms. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's about saying, no, we want to keep it local. We want to know where our food comes from.
So what are the benefits of going the local route?
Well, I mean, obviously, the quality is going to be amazing.
That's a big one.
Right. You're getting it straight from the source, but you're also putting money directly back into your community.
Yeah.
Supporting those local businesses.
Right.
And think about the environment.
Oh, yeah. Less transportation.
Less transportation, less fuel.
You're reducing your carbon footprint.
So those farmers markets aren't just about buying and selling.
No way. They're like community hubs.
I've heard that they're a really social scene.
They are. They're so lively.
Yeah.
It's a chance to connect with your neighbors.
Yeah.
Learn about the food you're eating.
And it sounds like Oro Valley is really committed to education around sustainable agriculture.
They are. There are all these great initiatives. Well, there's the Good Food Forum and Expo.
Okay.
And they even have workshops right at the farmers market.
What kind of workshops?
Everything. Water conservation, soil health.
Wow.
Organic farming techniques. It's pretty impressive.
So it's like a really holistic approach.
It is. And, you know, especially in Arizona.
Yeah, the desert.
Yeah, water is precious.
It is.
So learning how to farm sustainably is so important.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're talking about things like dry land farming.
What's that?
It's a way of growing crops with very little irrigation.
Wow.
Using techniques to conserve moisture.
That's fascinating. It is. And then there's climate smart agriculture.
Okay, another one I'm not familiar with.
That's all about adapting farming practices to deal with climate change.
Right, because the climate is changing.
It is. So we need to find ways to be more resilient.
So this isn't just about this year's harvest.
No, this is long-term thinking.
Yeah.
This is about food security for the future.
Food security, that's a big deal.
It is, and it requires everyone to be involved.
So what can people in Oro Valley do to support all of this?
Well, you know, buying from local farms is a huge step,
right,
whether it's at the farmers market or through a CSA.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also about advocating for policies that support sustainable agriculture.
Oh, yeah.
You know, getting involved in local politics, making your voice heard.
And choosing organic or regenerative products when you shop.
Exactly. Every little bit helps.
It's not just about buying your veggies. It's about being part of a movement.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about shaping the future of food.
That's really powerful.
It is, and it's happening right there in Oro Valley.
So if you're listening to this and you live in Oro Valley or you're just interested in what's going on there, you can have a real impact by supporting those local farms.
Absolutely. It's a direct way to make a difference.
Okay, so moving on from farms, we've got this article about the Home Goods store.
Oh, yeah.
At 7755 North Oracle Road.
Right.
And it sounds like this place is a huge hit.
It is. It seems like everyone in Oro Valley loves Home Goods.
What's the appeal?
Well, they have really unique home decor.
Okay.
But it's also affordable.
So you can get, like, nice stuff without breaking the bank.
Exactly. And the inventory is always changing.
Oh, so you never know what you're going to find.
Right. It's like a treasure hunt every time you go in there.
I can see why people would be addicted to that.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely addictive.
The article mentioned that Home Goods really caters to Oro Valley's lifestyle.
It does.
What do they mean by that?
Well, it seems like people in Oro Valley really care about their homes.
Okay.
They want them to look nice.
Yeah.
But they also want a good deal.
Makes sense.
And Home Goods provides that.
Yeah. It's like the perfect combination.
It is, and the article mentioned the possibility of finding designer pieces at lower prices.
Ooh, that's always tempting.
Right, who doesn't love a good bargain?
Especially on something really stylish.
Exactly, so it seems like the people in Oro Valley are value conscious.
Oh, okay.
But they also have good taste.
So they're not just looking for the cheapest thing.
No, they want quality.
Yeah.
And they appreciate craftsmanship.
And it sounds like the store itself reflects the local environment.
It does. They often have items that fit in with the desert landscape.
Like what kind of things?
Well, you know, earth tones, lots of natural materials,
cool.
Nature-inspired artwork, southwestern themes.
So it's like the store is in conversation with its surroundings.
It is. It's like they're curating the space.
To match the community.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It is, and it makes sense.
How so?
Well, if you're new to Oro Valley.
Yeah.
And you're trying to make your house feel like a home, Home Goods is a great place to start.
Because it already has that Oro Valley vibe.
Exactly. And for people who've lived there a long time, it's a way to keep their homes feeling fresh.
Yeah, to stay up to date with the trends.
Right. But in a way that still feels authentic to the community.
I love that.
Yeah. It's like they're helping people create a personal style
that
fits in with the overall aesthetic of Oro Valley.
So it's more than just a store.
It is. It's like a resource.
Yeah, a community hub.
Exactly.
So if you're listening to this and you're thinking about decorating your home in Oro Valley.
Yeah.
Home Goods is definitely worth checking out.
Absolutely. You might find some real treasures there.
Okay, so let's switch gears and talk about something really important.
Yeah.
Healthcare.
Right.
We have this article about Oro Valley Hospital.
Yeah, 1551 East Tangerine Road.
That's the one.
A key institution for the community.
It sounds like it.
Absolutely. I mean, we're talking 176 beds.
Wow.
All private rooms.
That's nice.
It is. It really shows their focus on patient-centered care, making people feel comfortable and respected.
And they offer a really wide range of medical specialties.
They do, from orthopedics and cardiology to minimally invasive surgery, gastroenterology, even intensive care.
So it's not just a basic hospital.
No, it's a comprehensive facility.
Yeah.
They can handle a lot of different medical needs.
And they have some pretty impressive credentials.
They do. They're accredited as a chest pain center.
Right.
And they're certified as a primary stroke center.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, it means they have the expertise and the resources to provide the best possible care for those conditions.
Right.
Like for a stroke, you need to act fast.
Yeah. Time is brain, they say.
Exactly. And being a primary stroke center means they have a specialized team.
Okay.
Ready to go 24/7.
That's reassuring.
It is. It means people in Oro Valley can get the care they need.
Right, when they need it.
Exactly.
The article also mentioned their affiliation with Northwest Allied Physicians.
Right, so it's not just the hospital itself.
Yeah.
It's a whole network of healthcare providers.
Working together.
Exactly.
The article also highlighted their commitment to family-centered care.
That's so important.
It is, especially when you're dealing with a health crisis.
Absolutely. You want your loved ones to be close.
Yeah, and to feel supported.
Right. And it sounds like Oro Valley Hospital really gets that.
They do. And with over 200 healthcare professionals.
Wow.
They have a really solid team in place.
They do. And they also run the Rancho Vistoso Urgent Care Center.
Oh, right.
So if you need immediate medical attention, you don't always have to go to the ER.
That's convenient.
It is. It gives people more options.
And they've received some awards for their quality of care.
They won the Outpatient Joint Replacement Excellence Award.
That's impressive.
It is. It shows they're not just providing services, they're doing it really well.
So they're committed to excellence.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like they're also involved in the community beyond just the hospital.
They're a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
And they're actively engaged in community health initiatives.
Like what?
Well, they work with other local healthcare providers.
Okay.
They offer educational resources. They really want to promote overall health and well-being.
So it's not just about treating people when they're sick.
No, it's about preventing illness.
Yeah.
And empowering people to take charge of their health.
So they're really invested in the community.
They are. And they're also a major employer.
Right.
So they contribute to the local economy as well.
So having a strong hospital like that is really a benefit to the whole community.
Absolutely. It makes Oro Valley a more attractive place to live.
For sure. Because, you know, you have access to quality healthcare.
Exactly. And that peace of mind is priceless.
All right. So moving on, we have this article about International Women's History Month in March.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems like Oro Valley really goes all out for this.
They do. They really embrace it.
Which is great.
It is. It's important to recognize the achievements of women and to continue fighting for equality.
And it's amazing to think about how this celebration evolved.
It is from a single week in Santa Rosa, California, back in 1978.
Wow.
To a nationally recognized week in 1980.
Thanks to President Carter.
Right. And then finally a whole month in 1987.
That's a powerful trajectory.
It is. It shows the power of grassroots movements.
Yeah. Starting small and building momentum.
Exactly. And the theme for 2025 is really inspiring.
What is it?
It's moving forward together. Women educating and inspiring generations.
I like that.
It's about progress.
Yeah.
And the importance of passing on knowledge.
Yeah. Empowering the next generation.
Right. And it builds on the themes from previous years.
Which were?
Well, in 2023, it was celebrating women who tell our stories.
Okay.
And then in 2024, it was women who advocate for equity, diversity, and inclusion.
So there's a clear thread there.
There's a focus on amplifying women's voices.
Yeah. And celebrating their contribution.
Exactly.
And it sounds like Oro Valley brings this theme to life through a lot of different events.
They do. They have museum exhibits.
Okay.
Film screenings.
Mm-hmm.
They even incorporate women's history into the school curriculum.
That's great.
It is. It's about making sure these stories are heard.
Yeah. And not forgotten.
Right. And they highlight the diversity of women's accomplishments.
Give me some examples.
Well, we're talking about suffragists.
The women who fought for the right to vote.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. And then scientists, artists, leaders.
So many different fields.
Yeah, they mention historical figures like Sacagawea and Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, those are iconic.
They are. And then modern trailblazers like Madeleine Albright.
The first female Secretary of State.
Right. And Misty Copeland.
The incredible ballerina.
Exactly. So it's a really broad spectrum.
Yeah, showcasing the full range of women's contributions.
Absolutely. And they don't shy away from the challenges.
Right.
They acknowledge the struggles.
Like the fight for equal pay.
Yeah, the gender pay gap is still a real issue.
It is.
And underrepresentation in certain fields.
It's important to talk about those things.
It is. It's not just about celebrating the wins.
Right.
It's about recognizing that there's still work to be done.
So it's a balanced perspective.
It is. They celebrate the progress,
mm-hmm.
but they also acknowledge the ongoing fight.
And that's what International Women's History Month is all about.
It is. It's about remembering the past.
Yeah.
And using it to inspire the future.
So if you're listening to this and you're interested in learning more about women's history.
Yeah.
Oro Valley seems like a great place to be.
It does. They're clearly committed to this.
Okay, so I've got one more article to cover.
All right.
And it's about this really cool event called Wind Down with Wildlife.
Oh, yeah. At the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum.
That's the one.
Sounds like a fun night.
It does. It's a fundraiser for wildlife conservation.
Okay, so you can have a good time and support a good cause.
Exactly. It's on Saturday, March 22nd from 5 to 9 p.m.
Okay.
And they have fine wines, craft beer, food vendors.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to see nocturnal creatures all against the backdrop of the Sonoran Desert sunset.
That sounds amazing.
It does.
So what are the ticket options?
Well, there's general admission.
Okay.
And then there's a VIP experience.
What do you get with that?
Early entry live music.
Oh, nice.
Special animal enrichment activities.
Cool. So you get to interact with the animals more closely.
I think so. And they have a designated driver ticket option.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So if you're not drinking, you can still enjoy the event.
And support the cause.
Exactly.
So what kind of wineries and breweries are they featuring?
Well, there's a Tarraino Wines, Arizona Hops and Vines, Page Springs Cellars.
Okay. All local.
Sounds like it.
Nice. And what about the breweries?
We've got Barrio Brewing Co., Cytocorp Corbett Brewing Parch, and Ray Ray's Sonoran Spirit Tea.
Wow. That's a great lineup.
It is. And for food, they have Beyond Bread, Black Market Barbecue, the curry pot, and Ensenada street food.
So something for everyone.
Exactly. They've really thought of everything.
They have, and it's great that they're using this event to support wildlife conservation.
It is. It's a really creative way to raise awareness.
And funds.
Right.
Because, let's face it, conservation work is expensive.
It is, so this is a fun way to contribute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they've even got some cool activities planned.
Like what?
Well, there's ocelot enrichment at 6:30.
Okay.
A live animal program from 7 to 8.
Wow.
And bobcat enrichment at 7:30.
That sounds so cool.
It does. It's a chance to see these animals up close.
And learn about them.
Right.
The article also mentions some logistical things.
Like what?
Well, it's a 21 and over event.
Okay.
So you need to bring your ID.
Makes sense.
And no strollers.
Probably a good idea with all those delicate creatures around.
Yeah, and they recommend buying tickets in advance.
Okay.
Because there's a day of ticket premium if any are left.
So it's a popular event.
It sounds like it.
And they warn about spotty cell service.
Oh, yeah. That could be an issue out in the desert.
It can. So they suggest planning your transportation ahead of time.
Right. Or designating a driver.
Which is always a good idea.
Especially if you're indulging in the wine and beer.
Exactly. So it seems like they've thought of everything.
They have. They've really covered all the bases.
It's impressive.
It is.
So for anyone listening who's interested in a fun night out, that also supports a good cause.
Yeah.
Wind down with wildlife sounds like a winner.
It does. It's a great example of how a community can come together.
Yeah.
To enjoy themselves and make a difference.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Oro Valley.
Yeah.
It's clear that this is a community that really cares about its history.
Absolutely. They're proud of their roots.
Yeah. But they're also looking towards the future.
Right. They're embracing sustainable practices.
Yeah.
They're supporting local businesses.
They value quality healthcare.
And they're committed to equality.
And they know how to have a good time.
They do. They have a lot to offer.
They really do. So what do you think?
What do I think about what?
About Oro Valley.
Oh, I think it sounds like a pretty great place to live.
Yeah.
It seems like a community that's thriving.
It does.
And I think it's really inspiring.
How so?
Well, it shows that you can have progress without losing sight of your values.
Right.
And I think that's something we can all learn from.
I agree.
So for anyone listening,
think
about your own community.
Mm-hmm.
What are its strengths?
Yeah.
What are its challenges?
And what role do you play in shaping its future?
It's something to think about.
Food for thought.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.